Okay, we're going to get straight to the answer to our geo quiz now. We're looking for the city of Basel, B-A-S-E-L, in Switzerland. Basel was home to the Swiss chemist Albert Hofmann. Hofmann died yesterday. He was 102 years old. He was best known for discovering the hallucinogenic drug LSD, as the world's David LaValle reports.
In 1938, Albert Hofmann was doing research on medicinal plants at a laboratory in Basel. He was studying a particular plant fungus when he accidentally absorbed some of it through his fingertips. That produced a strange effect. Days later, he swallowed a larger dose of what came to be known as LSD. The drug kicked in during Hoffman's bicycle trip home from the lab.
I went home and sat down, and I had amazing visions, colors, and pictures. It lasted a couple of hours, and then it stopped, and I thought, well, this must be something from the lab. So I went back and checked everything, and that was it. That was LSD.
In his long life, Hofmann advocated the medicinal use of LSD. He believed the drug's hallucinogenic properties could help treat mental illness, and that LSD could be used as a tool for discovering how the mind works.
It was used as a pharmaceutical drug in the first 15 years as a pharmacological aid in psychoanalysis. Many of patients under LSD, they could be healed.
But soon people found some other uses for Hoffman's discovery. In the 1960s, artists and musicians experimented with LSD as a recreational drug. Timothy Leary urged people to turn on, tune in, and drop out. The Beatles dropped acid to achieve enlightenment. The Mamas and the Papas, the Grateful Dead, and Jefferson Airplane all credited the drug with stretching their music in new ways. Pink Floyd's producer Joe Boyd says LSD rocked and rattled pop music.
Its effect was huge and immediate, I would say. I mean, Pink Floyd is known as the psychedelic group of that period, started out as a blues band. We had all these groups suddenly were doing things that sounded kind of weird and strange. And then, of course, Sgt. Pepper was the magnum opus of that.
The acidized psychedelic wave even washed up on Turkey's musical shores. At one time, the CIA even made use of LSD in secret mind control experiments. But medical experts began to warn that LSD caused long-term psychological damage. The U.S. banned the drug in 1966. It became illegal in many countries by 1971. Amanda Fielding is a consciousness researcher and the director of the Beckley Foundation. She was also a close friend of Hoffman's. She says Hoffman was sad that LSD was hijacked by pop culture.
I think that was terrible disappointment to him. But basically, as well as a scientist, he was a philosopher and a mystic. So, you know, he could see that the importance of what LSD, if well used, could mean for humanity. And I think he had faith in the goodness of the universe to believe that it will come about.
Fielding says that Albert Hofmann was on a lifelong quest to spread the word about what he called the medicine for the soul.
And what Albert was so conscious of is that man has lost sight of his spiritual core. He's become too mechanical and technological, and he sees the importance of the transformation through higher states of consciousness, whether achieved through meditation or with the help of a psychoactive substance.
Hofmann himself continued to experiment with LSD on an occasional basis. On his 100th birthday, hundreds of researchers, scientists, and artists from around the world traveled to Basel for a symposium to review and explore the promise of LSD. Amanda Fielding says she's now researching the effects of LSD on humans using brain imaging technology that wasn't available to researchers in the 60s. Hofmann is said to have been pleased by the Swiss government's decision last year to allow LSD to be used in a psychotherapy research project. He died at the age of 102, hoping that LSD would one day be scientifically validated as a magical elixir. For The World, I'm David LaValle.